It is a pleasure and an honor for me to deliver the statement at the 66th World Health Assembly. Let me take this opportunity to congratulate you, Mr. President, on your assumption of the presidency of the Assembly, and thank you, Dr. Margaret Chan, for your inspiring leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, people's health is both a contributor and a beneficiary in the economic progress and overall development of a country. It is therefore a matter of rights, responsibility, and common sense for a government to develop and maintain an effective, inclusive, and comprehensive response to the country's health needs. If high economic growth is to be achieved and sustained, with benefits equitably shared by all, health must be a priority concern of a country's leaders. Adequate human, technical, and financial resources must be made available to ensure the health and well-being of the people. Everyone should benefit from achievement of high levels of public health, and everyone should share in the effort to reach that goal. Traditionally, health has been measured by indicators of disease-related morbidity, mortality, and disability, as well as availability of facilities per capita, personnel, and other measures related to the provision of services and effectiveness of the public health system. These historic indicators continue to give us important information about the health of our people and health systems. However, recognition of the strategic place of health in national development calls for the expansion of our goals and objectives to include attention to people's well-being, that is the quality of life, not just survival. We need also to develop new indicators to help us monitor progress on both our old tasks and the new. We will need to track effectiveness of public health initiatives in reducing risk, promoting healthy behaviors, and achieving steadily improving health outcomes in the context of broader development concerns and the partnerships necessary to achieve it. We will need new indicators as well to help us monitor coordination and collaboration of health efforts, as well as those related to well-being. Indonesia has taken initial steps in a phased five-year process to improve coverage of health insurance with the target of achieving universal health coverage by 2019. Providing universal health coverage will ensure that all people have access to comprehensive health services without reference to their financial status. Preventive and promotive measures are being given high importance with an eye to eliminating the costs of avoidable health treatment and care. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an irony of modern times that the prosperity we all seek often brings with it an increase in the morbidity, mortality, and disability associated with non-communicable diseases. Rapid urbanization tends to increase mental health challenges and traffic injuries, while smoking and lifestyle changes also increase people's exposure to a wide range of new health risks. Accelerating environmental pollution increases risk for us all, and changes in rural and urban employment patterns can also introduce new challenges to daily life. Communicable diseases and undernutrition are slowly disappearing as major determinants of poor health, yet they still affect too many people, and they are not disappearing quickly enough. AIDS, TB, and malaria continue to have a significant impact on health and quality of life for millions of people. We have taken note of recent outbreaks of influenza viruses, which could have wide-reaching negative impacts on global health. Indonesia is pleased to be taking part in well-coordinated global efforts to find new and effective responses to these threats. It is my hope that this overview of some of the principal health challenges faced by the global community will remind us of the complexity and importance of our work in this World Health Assembly. It is clear that global development and global health are intimately related. Health levels around the world will influence progress on the global development agenda. Likewise, progress on the global development agenda will contribute to the capacity of the global community to build inclusive, stronger, more effective, more comprehensive health systems. This must be our goal. Let us work hard Let us work together. Let us share what we know and combine forces to fill the gaps in our knowledge. Only in this way can we be effective in reducing poverty and building technically appropriate, self-reliant national and global health systems that will contribute to and benefit from progress on the global family's overall development agenda. Thank you.